You're listening to SBS News.
After 8 weeks of training, 18-year-old Harmony is about to complete a Certificate 3 in civil construction.
Never thought I'd be able to do it. But once I started doing it, I seen that it wasn't as hard. I gave up a few times, but I'm finished now, so yeah.
Completing the course is an even greater achievement, given that only 3 months ago, Harmony was a detainee at Banksia Hill, Western Australia's only prison for child offenders.
They came into Banksia, introduced themselves, and then I just walked up to them and asked if I could get some help, try and get back on track, try and get my life sorted out, and, yeah, try better myself.
Harmony signed up to a new program, providing support to around a dozen Aboriginal girls inside Banksia Hill, helping them find education, housing and mental health support on the outside. Megan Cracker is the director of the National Suicide Prevention and Trauma Recovery Project.
This kid is a bright kid. She's a lovely person. And sometimes all you need to do is instill in a person that there is hope, there's good people around and circumstances can change. And that's what we do with the National Suicide Prevention Trauma Recovery Project. But it doesn't just stop at 5 o'clock. And that's one of the things that we argue every single time. If you want to improve some of the life circumstances of some of our most marginalised and vulnerable people in the community, you need to go that extra step. Work does not finish at 5.
The program starts with visits inside Banksia Hill and continues after release with daily home visits. Jerry Georgiatos is the National Suicide Prevention and Trauma Recovery Project's National Coordinator.
We don't give up. We work with them even if they're cursing us away, even if they don't want to that support any further. We keep on engaging with them till we translate that engagement into outcomes, into education, into training to employment, into everything that they want, that obviously have hardships that need to be unpacked, trauma that needs to be unpacked. We believe in them relentlessly till they start believing in themselves.
Currently, there are 108 juvenile offenders in Banksia Hill, aged 11 to 17. 78 are Aboriginal. The department says this is the first time it has engaged a not-for-profit organisation to intensively follow the journeys of young offenders out of Banksia Hill, mitigating circumstances that could otherwise lead to re-offending. While overall the number of juveniles incarcerated in WA has declined in recent years, the WA Corrective Services Commissioner Tony Hassell says he supports trialling new programs to bring down the over-representation of Aboriginal children.
This is different in terms of they follow the person all the way through. They've taken the young girl from being in Banksia Hill right the way through the journey to getting a job, getting skills. So that sort of end-to-end approach we actually haven't had before.
Hope for change, with plenty of life still left to live. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.